What are the other major sort of clinical syndromes and agents that you're dealing with in your very interesting clinic?
The majority of the patients that we are currently seeing in our clinic are patients treated with epidermal growth factor receptor inhibitors, as these drugs lead to a papulopustular reaction in 75 to 87% of cases. The importance of this reaction is not only due to its high frequency and the fact that these agents are otherwise devoid of hematopoietic or systemic side effects, but also that there are interventions that are fairly successful and effective in managing this untoward side effect.
Is there much of a difference between what you've observed or what you know about in terms of cetuximab versus panitumumab?
There doesn't seem to be a major difference between the rash between the, both of those agents. There is a difference between the low molecular weight agent, erlotinib, Tarceva, and the monoclonal antibodies that you have just indicated, with the monoclonal antibodies causing a rash that tends to be of greater severity and perhaps more difficult to treat.
And can you talk about sort of how you approach prevention and management in the patients receiving the antibodies as well as with erlotinib?
Patients that are treated with epidermal growth factor receptor inhibitors are managed in a very early and proactive fashion. Patients that develop starting from a grade 1 rash, we treat patients with topical agents such as topical medium potency corticosteroids or the topical calcineurin inhibitor Protopic or Elidel. However, we favor the use of topical medium potency corticosteroids. Patients with a grade 2 rash or above, a neoform rash to EGFR inhibitors, we use a combined therapy of oral tetracycline antibiotics such as doxycycline or minocycline, 100 milligrams twice daily, in combination with medium potency topical steroids. We have found that with this regimen, we have dramatically reduced the number of patients that need dose modification or discontinuation secondary to the use of these agents. Importantly, we try to maintain patients on therapy with the oral agents for about 4 to 6 weeks, and then we reassess whether they have improved or not. The topical agent, we maintain patients on that on a PRN basis. After the rash has resolved, we allow patients to use it as they feel they need it. In other words, whenever the rash is reappearing.
So when you utilize this approach, how much of an impact do you think it's actually having?
I believe it has a dramatic impact, and not only in minimizing the symptoms associated with the rash, and something that we are trying to bring out is the fact that most of these patients with these dermatological side effects, these are not side effects that are important because of the cosmetic implications of it and the psychosocial. These side effects, such as the acneiform rash with EGFR inhibitors, the hand-foot skin reaction, are also frequently associated with symptoms such as burning sensation, tenderness, and in some cases, pruritus. Therefore, we have found that patients indicate that lack of sleep is one of their major distressing factors, as they are not able to sleep because of the pain associated with the skin lesions. So that's why we try to encourage an early intervention of these side effects to minimize the appearance of these disabling symptoms and to enable patients to continue consistent antineoplastic therapy.